KQED.
Well, the past few weeks, we've been examining the Me Too movement in a series called Beyond Me Too, and considering the role of masculinity in society. KQED's Peter Arcuni, who was once a stay-at-home dad here in San Francisco, wondered what it means to be a father at this moment in time. His story begins on the playground.
A slide, sandbox, swings, discarded snacks and pigeons, children running laughing, a skinned knee, lost toy, tears. This is my domain. A little girl and her scooter.
What's your name?
Ellie.
And how old are you?
Two.
And are you having fun?
Yes.
I live for these moments here at the playground, but it wasn't always this easy. I remember that first day my wife went back to work, like being thrown out into the wilderness. The books were all birthing and breastfeeding. The class is called Mommy and Me. Christian Johnson, a middle school science teacher and father of Gemma, describes his experience.
I was definitely walking around like a deer in the headlights. I think I just walked probably half the city, strolling the baby, because that was what I knew would keep her calm.
Christian and I met in the sandbox, two dads in a sea of moms and nannies. I've been looking for another stay-at-home dad to connect with, so I made my move. Here's how he remembers it.
It was pretty much instant, like, oh, there's another dad. And then it was like, hey, yeah, I'm around tomorrow, let's hang out.
Bromance aside, I asked Christian what the 8 months he'd spent at home with his daughter meant to him.
On the level of, you know, the most important things that I've done in my life, it is the most important thing that I've done. I would never take that time back.
We kicked around what it means to be a father in today's society. Certainly more dads are playing an active role with their kids compared to our parents' generation. But it still wasn't the norm to see a dad rolling around the sandbox on a weekday.
Can I go in the sandbox? Can you come with me? A little shuffle.
But what is normal for a dad today? Peter Lippman always knew he wanted to be a father. He's my friend and the hardest working dad I know. A 54-year-old single father of twins, Daniel and Ava, age two.
What's happening?
There's a few things you should know about Peter. 2 weeks before I spoke with him, he fell down a flight of stairs in front of his house carrying a stroller.
All of a sudden, I felt like I was rolling and I was feeling my head hit against metal and wood.
The fall broke his arm and he needed 25 stitches in his face. Luckily, the neighbor saw the whole thing and called 911. Then Peter got a stomach bug. His sister-in-law, Donna, who was flying in from Florida, arrived just in time.
She arrived at...
Puke 30.
She arrived at 11:30 in the evening on Saturday, and my stomach virus started at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
But Peter insists the challenges he faces are the same as any other parent, just trying to do their best. The harder part has been feeling judged.
It's like, I'm that person. I'm the single guy. I mean, the single gay guy, the single older gay guy. I mean, let's put more and more labels on it.
Peter eventually found his people, just everyday parents. They bonded over their kids or art, or in our case, rock and roll. But things still happen, like when a nanny walked across a playground to wipe his daughter's nose right in front of him, or when people speculate about how he got his kids. I tell Peter about the time I was shopping with my daughter, and someone asked me, "Is she yours?" The tone implied that dad was the last possible thing I could be.
Is she yours? What? Somebody said that once to me at the bookstore, and I couldn't even answer.
Peter decided when he was 20 he wanted to have kids. After years of rejections from adoption agencies and failed surrogacies, he was almost ready to give up.
And I realized, you know what? I really still am that 20-year-old who just felt that I'm supposed to be a parent. And I did it. And now I have my kids.
So I ask my friend, what does fatherhood mean to him?
All I can tell you is that when I say the words, I'm a dad, I feel like all of a sudden I'm like on cloud nine. Like there's nothing artificial, nothing fake, nothing sappy about it, anything like that. It's the most natural thing I've ever felt in my entire life.
So maybe being a father now is about casting aside some notion about what a father is supposed to be and just owning the experience. Or admitting that on the morning of my first day of grad school, my first day away from Izzy, I couldn't stop crying. That night I called my mom, and she said, "Now you really know what it feels like to be a parent."
That was KQED's Peter Arcooney.